What happens when you decide that you are ready to take your life to the next level? I'm here to tell you your path to success will not be a straight or quick timeline. It will ask of you to shed your old story, build your emotional intelligence, and put down the story of struggle once and for all to bring your visions to life. This is the unedited audio doc narrated by me, Nina Hayes, providing real life examples and lessons to help you on your journey of becoming elite. So if you're ready, let's go. Hey, Elite, welcome back to today's podcast episode. I hope you are taking good care of yourself. And I want to say I am so sorry about the delay on my posting. You know, this is a season where I have been filming and there's been distractions that's been popping up. There's also been messages where I've had to really listen back to them and I'm like, okay, this is a message for you. Like, this is something you need to hold to yourself, or this message is going to make sense later, but just not right now. And I've just been drafting a lot of stuff, especially for this past week. So I really had to look at the timing. Before, I would just kind of post stuff, even if it was early. But now that I've grown more into discernment and really figuring out what the collective needs, I have really learned, like, okay, normally when I post something, it's also something that is a message that is needed for today. And that can be difficult. If you guys have been rocking with me for a long time, you know that the forecasting I do, some of the stuff is like I'm telling you today, but it just doesn't hit until years later. And so I love that because I have gotten better at developing that skill. And I share that skill, especially with my clients, of how to see what's really unseen. But I know that when I'm sharing a general message, especially on a public platform, that I do have to be more aware of the time that I share things as well. Because some things do have to be within my communities. But today, as you can tell from the title, you cannot humble what is the norm. And this is a message that I can tell from just the people that are around me. I can tell from some of the conversations that I'm seeing online. And I'm really noticing that for a lot of people, they are at a crossroads. And if you've listened to the Vision 2023 episode, I really talked about how there was going to be this division. And it was going to be the division between who you are as a person and who you are as a business. And for so many people, they have been in this idea that it was synonymous, that who they are is their business, that their identity is their business, that their entire, like, who are you has to be these labels and identities of different jobs and tasks. And when they actually no longer have those tasks, they have to sit back and really figure out who they are. So when you're no longer, you know, a mother, and you'll always be a mother if you have children, but when you are no longer having children in your home and now you're an empty nester, it's like, who are you outside of taking care of kids, right? When you're no longer working that position that you're working in, you decide to get promoted or you decide to go on into your own endeavors, who are you, right? And I think for a lot of people, and I especially noticed it from being in the self-care industry, is that for a lot of people, they turn whatever their job is into their entire being. And it's as if every single facet of who they are is so rooted in what they do that you can barely have conversations of fun, because their idea of fun is work. And it's so subconscious, where it's just like, oh yeah, you know, well, it's just a Friday night, so I'm just gonna work on some things. And, you know, I gotta work on these emails and I gotta send these things out. And it's like, there's no clock out time, because their identity and who they are has been so deeply rooted in what they do, that if they're not doing it, they don't feel secure. They don't feel good. They feel sick. They feel overwhelmed. They feel like something must be wrong with me. And I get it. I was that for so long, especially with working in the service industry. I have been the person that's like, I just love to help other people feel good. And that makes me feel good. But when it came time for me to feel good, I felt like I had to turn that into a job. So one example of that is if I was going to a restaurant and I'm sitting down and, you know, we're being served and everything's good to go, I would be like, no, I'll get it myself. So if I knew, for example, there's a hotel I love to go to, and for me and my husband, we go there. He is like the epitome of a person who can rest and relax. Like, he's like, this is good. Like, we're resting and relaxing and chill out. And for me, if someone is bringing me a drink and I know that there's like an open bar and I can make it myself, I would be like, no, don't worry about it. I'll go ahead and I'll make it myself. Or I will stack up the plates so that when they come and clear the table, it's easy. And he really had to tell me like, hey, you deserve the same level of rest and self-care that you provide to other people. And when he shared that message with me, it really struck me because I realized that I am that person for other people. But for me, that habit was so subconscious that I couldn't see it in smaller things outside of business. And I really want you to think about that. Where in your life have you put down this identity of you are what you do, but that even in those moments where there is no work to do, you're clocked out, you're spending time with your family, that you still create these instances where you've now made it a subconscious job for yourself to not fully enjoy those moments of rest. Really think about it. When you go on your family vacation, are you turning into the travel planner? And now while everybody is relaxing, you're sitting there and you're handling all the accommodations and you're doing all the support calls and you're doing all the check-ins and you're making sure everybody has their pieces. Like, are you doing that? Because I really want you to think about, where are those moments that you rest? Where are those moments that you actually take that time for yourself? Now, here's the thing. For a lot of people, they aren't afraid to rest. They're afraid to be in their full power because they know that when they're not resting, that it's just a moment to just be. It's just a moment to just be you. And when you have spent so much of your time betraying yourself or taking care of other people and really putting yourself on the back burner, you know, many of us grew up with this idea that we have to serve others and that serving ourselves comes later, or that serving ourselves is selfish. When you grow up with that type of ideology, even when you've worked since you were a kid or since you were a teen, or you've spent many years and given so many years to a job, even when there's a moment where it's like, this is your time to be served, you can't sit down. Because sitting down and sitting in that moment of just being you is a level of power that you have not allowed yourself to exercise. And the same way that a person can overabuse a power, you can underuse a power and it equal the same level of misuse. Because you have been given gifts that clearly come easily to you, yet you're not able to allow yourself to receive because you've spent so long abandoning that side of you. Because you know that side of you is extremely powerful. You know that side of you is well rested. You know that side of you can clock things real quickly, right? When you're not tired, you know you're on your square. When you're well rested, you know that things flow easily. When you nip things in the bud before they become repetitive behaviors of disrespect, you know you're good. But you're afraid of what it will mean for other people if you're no longer that scapegoat that they can use. Or if you're no longer there, who's going to fill that space? We'll all find out when you get out of that position and get back into your power. For many people, they are afraid that if they fully step into their power, that people will say that they're arrogant or that people will try to humble them. And this was one of the lessons that I really learned over these past few years, because I realized that when something comes easy to you, for example, for myself, rest and relaxation in the core of service and hospitality comes easy to me. I know how to help a client rest, restore, relax, and still make the money and not have to work as much. I know how to do it. I've done it over and over and over again. But where it gets to be this shift that we all have to have is where we really have to ask ourselves, have we created this as the norm for ourselves? And that was the biggest lesson that I learned, is that just because you normalize things for other people doesn't mean you've normalized it for yourself. You've normalized taking care of everyone else so that they have no wants, but you have not normalized that for yourself. And so the reason you feel that someone would come to you and try to humble you is because you have not yet made it the norm. You cannot humble what is the norm. If someone is used to spending $2,000 to $5,000 on their hair, you can't humble them because that's the norm for them. If someone is used to having 5-star dining, you can't humble what is their norm. How can you tell them that what they are eating is too expensive when that is the norm for them? Let's use a different example. You can't humble somebody that eats ramen noodles every day. You can't, because that's the norm for them. They love to eat ramen noodles. I love to eat ramen noodles. My son loves to eat ramen noodles. But you can't humble them and say, oh, you need to humble yourself, you're eating too many ramen noodles. Yet when it comes to you realizing that you have done your work, you've worked on your self-concept, you've worked on your business, and you've worked on your identity, and you've put in those hours to become your elite self, and you have done it because you eventually don't want to work so hard. You eventually want to be living in the fruits of all of your labors. You end up missing that window to do so because you're afraid of someone trying to humble you. And here's the thing. And at the end of this podcast, I will give you like a real time example of just how I thought about that. But to continue, it's very important that you create a new normal for yourself. If you are here, right? And I need to get on YouTube. I keep having this thing come to me where I need to be on YouTube to show the visual when I'm talking, because I'm trying to explain to you here and it's like, you're not able to see me. But think about a ladder and you're like towards the bottom of the ladder, right? And you're trying to get to the middle. So the middle is here. You're trying to get to the middle of the ladder and you do your work to get there. And as you climb this ladder, you start to see that you're leaving behind old friends, old family members, because they don't want to grow. They have settled where they are. They're happy where they are. They don't want to move. They're comfortable where they are, but you want more. So you grow and you do your work and it's hard, but you keep pushing. No matter what people say, you keep pushing. No matter what obstacles come your way, you keep pushing and you get to the middle, right? You're at the middle and you say, you know what? But I want to go to the top of this ladder. I want to keep striving. I want to keep going. I can't fully see all the way to the top, but I really want to go up there. I love the view where I'm at here, but I want to keep going. You cannot allow the people who are still at the bottom to scream up to you saying, you need to humble yourself. You can't do that because you've done all this work. You've normalized all these things, right? You work so hard to get your premium car. You paying premium gas now, you know. You work to have those five-star dining. You work to have those vacations. You know, you want to go to Mexico or you want to go to Europe. You work to have a passport. You've worked to build your sky miles. You've worked to have your business where your schedule can be the way it wants to be. You've worked to be able to have options for yourself. And because you've done that work, it's now the norm. You've normalized that for yourself. And in your efforts to break generational curses, you also are starting new generational cycles. You don't want your children or your family to experience poverty. You've helped a few family members pay bills. You've helped a few family members find housing. You've helped a few family members have jobs. And you say, you know what? I'm ready to keep going because my mission and the vision God gave me requires me to keep going because I have more people to help. I have more things to do. I'm not always going to document it on Instagram, but I have more things to do, right? And you know this subconsciously. And you know that you have work to do, but you're allowing yourself to get overwhelmed because in the back of your mind, even though it's normalized for you, you still have this fear of being humbled. You cannot humble what is the norm. Have you ever noticed that when you go into spaces that you dream of being in, that no one is there trying to humble you? If anything, people are in there having higher conversations and helping you elevate. And so when you really understand and you really sit back and you check your perspective, you say, you know what? I only have room for one in this vehicle. I'm not alone. I have to do my work, though. And I have to move forward. They will understand later. They may not understand now, but they will understand later. I am further than the people in my family that have tried to break generational curses have gotten. That means I need to continue because I am starting new generational cycles. All right. So I want to leave you with this thing. So whenever I feel that I feel just moments of anger, or I feel moments of just doubting myself, I play Diva by Beyonce, but I play the homecoming version, okay? And I put that on repeat. Like, I will play that entire song because the end is like the getting to the money song. I will play that entire song on repeat. Sometimes it'll be five times I hear the song. Sometimes I have to play it the whole morning. But I will play that song on repeat until I get myself in a higher mind space to move forward. I now understand, because of all the work that I've done, I now understand when people say you work smarter, because a lot of times we are working 8, 12, 15-hour days before. And at that moment, when you're doing that, it doesn't click. It doesn't click when you are missing lunches. It doesn't click when you are, you know, not spending time with your friends. It doesn't click when you barely have time for yourself and you're booked and busy and you're just taking care of other people. But eventually it clicks for you where you realize this is how people who build success without the extreme struggle do it. They use that time that they would have been overwhelmed to get their mind back in the right space. They use that time that they would have filled with worry and chaos to read books that take their mind into higher elevations. They use that time that they would have been stressed about something to redirect their energy towards where they want to go, to not focus on what's happening today, right? And when I truly understood that and I listened to that song over and over again, some of the lyrics is like, and I'm trying to sing the song in my head, but when I hear the lyrics, there's a part of it that's like, tell me something, where your boss at? That part tickles me, for one. But for two, that's a real question that people don't ask themselves. When you don't sit fully in your power. Everything that you people please to is your boss. Everything that you neglect yourself for is your boss. Everything that you betray yourself for is your boss. And so when you really sit back and you say, you know what? These are the things I need to let go. Why am I afraid to sit here and say, hey, client, we're going to have to reschedule you. Unfortunately, I am not feeling well today. I want to make sure that you're healthy as well. We're going to have to reschedule to another date. Why is it the first thought of mine, oh, I got to get up and keep going. I can't get myself healthy because this client on da 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 da. That's not being in your power. And there are so many different instances. Of course, I don't have time on this podcast to talk about it, but this is the work that we're doing. This is a part of getting back to yourself. Because when you normalize you always redirecting and getting back to yourself, you realize that the boss of you is inside of you. And if you always redirect yourself to your most greatest elevation, where you are in your power, you will not allow the things of the world to bring you down. You will not allow the insecurities of other people to become your coat to wear. You will not allow the projections of other people to weigh you down. So I really hope you got some value out of today's podcast episode. Definitely share it with a friend if this helped you in any way. I have some amazing things coming down the pipeline that I want to talk to you guys about very, very soon. I'm not going to share just yet because I'm going to actually let my current community that's in my mastermind and my memberships, I'm going to let them have first dibs first before I start really sharing it publicly. But one thing I will tell you is I want to see you in person. So in September, I have a mastermind. It is an 8-week mastermind. We spend 2 days in person. I have an amazing upgrade that I'm adding into it. It's not going to change the investment, but I'm just going to add more into it because I want to really evolve this space for the top 1% of the industry. So I really want to give it some more zhuzh because we need that. And I'm excited. If you feel called to that space, definitely this is the time to get in. There's amazing payment plans available. If you're just like, I need to be in that room. Absolutely. Because this is a space that's going to activate you into your next season. All right. So that space, I'm going to have more details go out. If you're a part of my email list, you will definitely get those details by email. And yeah, I just can't wait for what is to come. I'm telling you, when you actually step into your power and you realize that you have created this new norm for yourself, a lot of the things that we stress about, that we overwhelm ourselves about, becomes norms for us. And we really make it simple. We don't stress ourselves out about what could, if something might happen, what if no one, we don't stress about that because we know that we are moving towards the people who are truly aligned for us. And I'm so excited to see you. And I know you're in alignment with me. So thank you so much for listening in to today's podcast episode. That's enough rambling for now. And whatever you do, keep becoming elite.